Okay, hi. Welcome back to my channel. Okay, today, good morning to Mr. Poo. Today, I get a special task from Mr. Poo to tell you about the story about my life. The very interesting topic. It's about my life because of MCO. Okay, now I want to tell you a little bit of what is MCO. Okay, in March 16, our Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin has announced on media social about this MCO. MCO means Movement Control Order. Okay, before that, there has rumors about the Malaysia will be locked down because of this virus. Okay, for all your information, all place of learning from kindergartens to higher institutes will be closed for the duration of the MCO, and the higher education will transform to online lecture in some case. Okay. Before it happened in Malaysia, I'm just worried that this disease has hit the whole world, and now it happened in our country, Malaysia. The Malaysia will be locked down. I'm very curious about how we can go to mall, we can go to shopping, we cannot go outside. Okay, this disease has granting many life, and it was very dangerous virus. Okay, I'm just think what I'm gonna to eat, how about the next day, how about my life in the future. Sorry, just a bit emotional. Okay, I'm just kidding. Okay, I can go to field to play soccer with my friend. Think what MCO have been extended. I'm worried when every announcement on the TV, now MCO will extend that for more state. And now it get to the recovery phase, iaitu PKPP. It happened because of us that have been been stubborn and not listen to the government on what we should do and does. We have to live in a new norm, and it was very difficult for me to follow it. I am feel sympathy to the frontliner and respect them very much that work for us, take care of us, prepare the food and the shelter. But by day and day, I'm starting to enjoy and have time to spend more time with my family. It happened in Ramadan and it brings a new experience to me. It teaches us how we should be grateful to Allah because He gives a chance to be together with our family. I make a lot of food and cakes with my sister that I learn from social media. Instagram or Facebook feeds are filled with home cooked dish and recipe and show at social media. This medium was very, very useful in this situation. It helped us to improve our cooking skill and others. Okay, for the first time. Okay, ni this is a very interesting story. For the first time, I see all my friend put their IG story of cooking, try new recipe and others. Okay, after that, one thing that viral is barista days, where they mix dalgona coffee. Yeah, it a white drink. I'm not a coffee person, but this taste is so good and I enjoy myself for make it. For this situation, my mom was very shocked because I buy a yoga mat for my workout. Malaysian athlete teach us how to work from home without go to the gym. It was very interesting. However, I miss my routine, play football, eat with my friend in our favorite restaurant, food hunting. We can go everywhere that we want, go to college, study together. Okay, Ramadan come. It was first time for me to lead the Taraweh. I'm very shocked. For that, I was feel very, very nervous to take that position, because before this we performed at the mosque and now at our home. At our home, every single night after we eat, I must recall the surah to remember. I will remember this moment and I will tell to my grandchildren what happened to me. MCO teach me how the time is very important to me. We can spend together in kitchen, talk to each other and share the problem. It was really the best moment in my life. There are a lot of things that we can do together, such as play the game, clean the house and others. The best thing is after the solah, we can read the Al-Quran together and takes 10 or to 15 minutes to listen the talk from my father. He remind us to make a lot of good things in this month. I take care. First, take care of ourselves, wear the mask, use sanitizer when go to the certain place. After that, we celebrate our Hari Raya. It was very interesting moment that I can read a kutubah in my family. I'm very nervous to that situation. And lastly, I hope everyone can take care of ourselves when they go out to the outside. They will wear a mask and sanitizer. And lastly, stay home, stay safe. #KitaJagaCita. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.